Hello again and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Dakota Country AM 1400 KQDJ, also 97.1 FM and streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today we have the head coach of the University of Jamestown Jimmies women's basketball team, Greg Uhland, and he also brought in with him senior basketball player Hannah Steele. How are you two doing today?
Very well.
We're doing well.
Hannah was worried about coming onto the radio, but she's going to do just fine. So Steve Linsmeyer was telling me earlier that you guys have a big, these next 10 days are really big for you guys. You want to talk about some of these upcoming games that you guys have that are coming up for you?
Well, to be honest, the only game that I've really focused on coming up is this Friday against Northwestern. I'm just taking it one game at a time instead of looking ahead and just focusing on the opponent at hand. And I know that Friday's a big game just because it's our next game.
Right now, who are you guys playing?
We're playing Northwestern College from Iowa. They're ranked number 7 in the country, and what we kind of came on here for is just to kind of get word out about it that it is a big game. We open up the season at number 10 in the nation in the rankings, and Northwestern is number 7. So an opportunity like this to come out and watch two, in my mind, I'm biased towards Jamestown, but two very good programs and good teams, two top 10 teams in the country. You don't get that very often, and it's an opportunity for us to kind of display our skills and show what we've been doing the past couple months in front of a hopefully a large crowd. So that's what we're here for. Just asking people come out, watch some good basketball. The men play also. The men are going to have a good opponent against Northwestern men, who are about 15 in the country, I believe. So we're just asking come out, have some good basketball. It'll be a good Friday night. So we're looking forward to it.
Right. Now, they're number 7, and this is going to be, you know, right away, it seems like out of the gates, you guys are getting your number 10 rank, like, contested. Is there anything that you guys have been focusing on with this team, offensive-wise? Are they going to be difficult, or is their defense, you know, lockdown defense, or what's something that you guys are worried about with the team coming up?
With them, on defensively, they have a nice mix. They run some man, and they run some zone. They'll do some three-quarter court pressing. They'll do some full-court man pressing. They're a very, very good program, established program, with a lot of kids returning, so they're able to do a lot more things on the defensive end of it, and that's what's kind of been their MO the past few years. They've won 3 national championships. Last year they were in the Final Four. So defensively, yes, it is something where buckets are going to come hard to. They're going to be hard for us to happen, and we're going to get open. If we're going to get open shots, we got to be able to knock down our bunnies and so forth. So defensively, they do possess a lot of firepower.
Okay, now Hannah, how long have you been playing basketball? Now I know that you say you're taking it one game at a time. This game, it's going to be a pretty important game, especially considering it's your senior year.
Yes, I mean, that definitely plays into it. I can see that, like, basketball is winding down for myself since I've been playing for, I don't know, I'd probably say like 15 years or so. But no, I definitely have a new sense of urgency that the end is in sight. And to be honest, I'm not really ready for it to be over. So I'm going to lay it all out there.
Right, so it's like a little chip on your shoulder or something, too.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay, so that's coming up this Saturday. Now, you guys got another game coming up, and it's also going to be a pretty tough game. The number 5 team, Concordia, on Friday, November 8th. You want to talk a little bit about that game that's coming up, Coach?
Yeah, that's next weekend. Drew Olson is the head coach down there. He's a pretty good buddy of mine, and he asked us to come down and play in the Cattle Classic. So we're going to hop in a bus and go meet the men down in Omaha because they're flying back up from their big game against New Mexico on Wednesday. And we're going to go down there and play them, and they have a beautiful facility. A beautiful basketball facility that we're very envious of, and we're looking into, you know, seeing how that looks and so forth. But yeah, they were ranked number 1 in the country for most of the year last year. They returned their All-American and a bunch of players also. So yeah, and down the road there is going to be a lot of games against top 10 teams in the country. So it's something that I feel that this group is up to the challenge. That's what we're looking for, is to kind of see a measuring stick each and every week where we're at, and just kind of continue to build and try to get better every single day, because our ultimate goal is at the end of the season to be playing on a Tuesday night in March. So that's our ultimate goal. But short term, Friday night, 5:30 at the Civic, that's what we're looking for.
Right. Now, speaking of seniors, isn't senior night this Saturday as well? I believe it, if I remember correctly. Now, how many seniors are on the basketball team for the University of Jamestown, for the women's basketball team?
We have 3 seniors: Hannah Steele, Carly Jensen from White Bear Lake, and then Morgan Matheson from DGF, Minnesota. are the three seniors that we have this year. We have also about 11 girls that are returning from last year's team, so we do have a very experienced Layton team.
That's good. Coach, is there anything else? I mean, we want to encourage people definitely to go and check it out. Some really tough games. Should be a really good one at the Civic Center this Saturday. You said 5:30, right?
Friday. This Friday, yep. Saturday's game is at 3 o'clock. That time did get changed within the last couple weeks. But Friday night, we're going to be at 5:30 in the Civic, and on Saturday, it's going to be 3. So go out and support your football team at 1, and then come and watch us at 3 o'clock and the men following.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you, too, for coming in and talking a little bit about the games coming up, and good luck to both of you.
Thank you.